The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon.
That is correct.
And we are zooming in to talk more Bart Allen and more Flash Fam.
It's so funny because that word has taken on a completely different meaning in the last year when you say zooming in.
Well, we're definitely not doing that. We are in the same
room. We are in the same room. We're not zooming in. There's no, we haven't used Zoom for GHL at any point so far.
No, because it's the devil.
Thank God. Thank God. Ashley, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Bart Allen, what his legacy is with the Flash family, and why he's better than the rest of them.
Some bold words. All right.
I stand by it.
Okay. Well, let's break this down. How are we going to divide this up? Because obviously we can't keep the question that general for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. I thought it'd be fun if we kind of talked about how he stacks up next to Barry and Wally. I know there are a lot of other speedsters.
Now, when we were comparing these guys, are we comparing them strictly as their time as the Flash or as their time as whenever their entire
career? So that's why I kind of framed it with Flash family, because I don't think it's fair to have a discussion with Bart at the center of it that only focuses on his time as the Flash, because I did recommend the storyline where he is the Flash. I do think it is worth reading, but it is not his best moment. Bart's best moments are when he is not the Flash. Wally had a long legacy as Kid Flash, so I think it's more like their picture in as members of the Flash family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's make the case for you're obviously going Bart Allen, so we're gonna say, like, who do we think is the best speedster between Barry Allen, Wally West, and Bart Allen?
Yeah, or just sort of like, you know, examining what they did, what they each did.
All right. Do you want to make the case for Bart? Like, I know he's like personal
to
your heart.
For me, Bart and like his legacy next to Barry and Wally is that he is the perennial child.
Mm-hmm.
Bart, I always used to say I loved him because he's the fuck up Flash. Mm-hmm. Bart makes more mistakes than Barry or Wally, and he takes the most shit from his 85,000 speedster mentors. Mm-hmm. Everyone who's ever speedstered before Bart has an opinion about why Bart is doing a bad job. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so interesting because with Wally in particular, Wally is for a long time crushed beneath Barry's shadow and his legacy. And he gets a lot of support from characters like Max Mercury, Jay Garrick, other people in the Flash circles, Iris even, being like, you can do it. Barry loved you. There was no one else who could take up your mantle. And like Bart puts one toe out of line and they're like, you got to do better, kid. You fucking suck.
Yeah, but I would counterpoint that with when Bart Allen is introduced, he's an asshole.
I mean, he's a 13-year-old boy. Of course he's an asshole.
But he is more asshole than any 13-year-old boy could be. Like, he is...
Have you read the Superboy series? Connor is way more of a dick than Bart.
Yeah, but we're not comparing Superboys.
That's true. We're comparing Flashes here. Yeah.
And you got to realize that we have a teenager Flash that is in this contention that we also met as a teenager, and that is Wally West. And Wally West was not this much of a dick when he was introduced at all, which is the reason why it's the reason why everybody gave Wally the benefit of the doubt, unlike Bart, is that because Bart came out the gate being like, I'm the best Flash ever, I'm the best speedster, I'm the best speedster, and he kept screwing up and he proved that he wasn't the best speedster, whereas like Wally was always shy. Wally was always like, I don't think I can do this. And everybody was like, yeah, you can, kid. You can do it. Even Barry, a lot of the early Barry stories with Wally are, you can do it, Wally. You can get up there. And Wally's like, I'm not certain because I'm a shy little kid from Nebraska. Whereas like Bart came out the gate being like, Bart almost came out like Damien, which is almost like a trope where it's like the young kid comes out and it's like, I'm the best Batman ever. And it's like, no, you're not. You're 13.
Yeah, and Damien never learned any different.
Yeah, and they keep flip-flopping with Damien, too. They keep deciding, has Damien learned his lesson? Has. Which is also something they kind of did with Bart a little bit, too, because they started out with he was an asshole, then he learned his lesson in Teen Titans, then he went back to an asshole.
It's funny, because I would never describe Bart as an asshole, but Bart is naive to a fault. Yeah. Bart is very innocent to me. He's the most childlike. Like, if you look at him... Mm-hmm. I know we're talking about the respective Flashes, but like if you look at him next to the Young Justice crew, like he's the child.
Did Did you reread his introduction in the Mark Waid Flash, or did you just read the Impulse
run? No, I just read the Impulse series and then his Flash series.
So I can't speak to the Impulse run, but in the Mark Waid Flash, which is so funny because I know they're written by the same writer, in the Mark Waid Flash, he is a fucking asshole.
No, the Impulse book is written by Loebs for a while.
Yeah.
And then Waid takes over it later.
Oh, interesting. Because, Impulse.
Or Waid writes the first 12, maybe, and then leaves. But, Mark Waid doesn't write the lion's share of Impulse.
It's interesting. Because, he is Dennis the Menace the Speedster.
That's funny, because in the Impulse series, he's
maybe that's what he becomes.
He's very innocent, and there's a whole issue where one of his friends gets Bart doesn't move him out of the way of a bullet in an earlier issue, so he gets grazed. He's totally fine, doesn't go to the hospital.
But Bart gets grazed.
No, Bart's friend.
Oh, okay.
Preston, his arm gets grazed, so he's bleeding a little bit, but he's fine, doesn't go to the hospital or anything, and it ruins Bart for three issues to the point where he's so caught up in what do I do that he can't make a decision, so he doesn't do anything at all, and then people get more hurt. Max has to teach him that sometimes you just have to toss a coin and make a decision, and any decision is better than no decision.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your preferred Bart? Where do you like Bart the most?
I like Bart the most in the original Young Justice, and then in the second generation Teen Titans team, because I love Bart and I love the Impulse series, but I think he needs to be against his peers.
Interesting. So
I don't like Bart only with Max Mercury to play against. Because I am not into Max Mercury. He's the stick in the mud. He's irritating. He's not a fun character in that series.
So you like grown up Bart?
No, I like teenage Bart.
Yeah, but you like him as Kid Flash more than Impulse.
No, I said I liked him in Young Justice, where he's Impulse.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Because from my perspective, I didn't like Bart at all until they grew him into Kid Flash. And when they grew him to Kid Flash, I was finally, I like this character.
Yeah, he becomes much more like Wally at that point.
Like, even in Young Justice, I was this character is the most annoying character on the planet.
So if you were going to compare him, because you compared him to Wally, if you were going to compare him to Barry, who spends no time as Kid Flash.
No, we never see him as a kid.
Just gets the mantle right out the gate. How do you think he stacks up next to his namesake? Obviously, no one is going to save the multiverse, so, Barry gets the tip of the hat for that or whatever.
You know, weirdly, I think Impulse is probably faster than Barry, which I know a lot of people are probably crazy about that. You know, they're like, oh, what the?
Well, like Wally, Impulse was very fast, and then they were like, no, he's not. Barry's faster than them all.
Now we have the story that proved in Flash War that Wally is faster than Barry, which I'm like, ha-ha, it's in canon now, you assholes. Ah!
Oliver in her 90s sketch are like, I goddamn told you.
Well, it's funny because it is in canon that Wally, when Impulse first showed up, had a hard time catching Impulse.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally beat... again, in my head canon, Wally West is the fastest Flash.
I agree.
Of all of them. Nobody can beat Wally. And that's, his ability over the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
How does he stack up against Barry? I don't know, man.
They're hard to compare.
Yeah, because Barry is just a... He's a stick-in-the-mud nerd.
Yeah, he's the worst.
and Bart is...
Sorry, Sam Basher.
asshole teen. I don't know. To be honest with you, this is a hard conversation for me because it's one of those things where I automatically just side with Wally because I just think that Wally, all around, is the most well-rounded.
Wally is the best Flash.
In terms of character and powers and stories.
I think San Castillo, he's the best Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think if you're stacking up the rest of them, it's more your personality. I would definitely put Bart right under Wally in terms of characters that I enjoy and I want to see more of. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you be interested in a Bart Allen as the Flash series? As a future, a Flash forward, or as an Earth One?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that, to be honest with you.
To see if he's actually good at it.
When they did it the first time, I wasn't opposed to it.
No, I was excited for it and then crushed.
I actually bought the first issue a long, long time ago. And
you were like, oh, six inkers. Oh, boy.
Well, I dropped off pretty early. It has a fantastic cover.
If you Google the Flash comic art, it's still one of the first images that comes up. And I'm like, it's not Barry.
I just think... I think they should have changed the costume.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they put him in the exact same costume, which is a bad choice.
I think you should have kept the Impulse goggles.
I think they should have put him in the Impulse costume, but put the Flash cowl on the Impulse costume.
With different colors, like with more of like a bright red, like more of a classic Flash color scheme.
Or something like, you know, like, because the Impulce costume is a white lightning bolt down the center with like red on the sides. Yes. So like I somehow would have gave you a red cowl, but had the white bolt.
Oh, that's cool.
Or like the red is the center bolt and the white are the sides.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Versus the red and yellow.
Yes, yes. To change it up to make it look different, because mm-hmm. that's like... You know, because
they all look the same.
Well, I'm going to say this, like until the 90s, until like Mike Waringo or whoever the artist was that redesigned the Wally West costume and made the belt a V
and made
the belt like a belt buckle. Like the Flash costume is really cool. But like when you draw it in the Silver Age style, it looks really dopey. Like it needs slight adjustments.
It's either amazing or very silly.
I mean, to be honest with you, I love the new 52 design to it. Like adding the extra lines and making them all like things that can spit out lightning bolts, I think really helped make that costume pop. And it's basically the same design.
Okay, so Impulse's costume was designed by Edurn Fernandez, E-D-U-R-N-E. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with how to pronounce that name. He designed the lightning bolt costume.
Cool.
So there you go. He was apparently a costume. He designed a lot of costumes for DC. So there you go. I just wanted to make sure that we figured that out before we ended.
I have never heard that before. And I wonder what else he made. That's really cool.
There you go. Everyone has some more homework.
Go Google him.
Do you like Bart more than Barry?
I like Bart with Wally more than Barry. Like it's weird. It's like the same way I like Damian pairing with Dick, like Dick Grayson and Damian Wayne as their Batman and Robin. I like Impulse as the sidekick to Wally West's Flash. I think Impulse is the best sidekick for Wally West. And I think Impulse and Wally West Flash are stronger than Wally West Kid Flash, Barry Allen Flash.
Remember when they tried to give Wally cancer for a while when he was Kid Flash? And then they just dropped off on that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I think about that sometimes.
It's kind of rough for a kid's comic.
Yeah.
Or for a comic book.
Yeah, they did that in Teen Titans. And that book was dark, though. That OG. It's not the OG. The new Teen Titans run was very dark.
You know, one thing I'm surprised you didn't bring up in the Impulse main lesson.
Sure.
Was the fact that, and this was a thing back in when that series happened. I don't know what year the Impulse series happened.
90-something.
Uh-huh. Because that's a big deal, because that's basically giving Kid Flash a solo title, which is unheard of.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like he comes on the heels of Robin, Superboy. Yes. Like there were a ton of legacy characters in Batgirl with her first.
Well, it was the comic book boom, right? But a thing that was actually talked about a lot during that time period in Wizard Magazine and Hero Illustrated, that weird magazine, was that Impulse talked in pictographs.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Because it's the idea, because I always understood that as the idea, and correct me if I'm wrong, that he doesn't quite understand 20th century English.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or that his brain works faster than ours.
I never took it that way, because to me, it's very Archie Comics.
Uh-huh.
Where like in Archie Comics, especially in classic Archie Comics, you can't say mean words, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Archie and Jughead will often think of like a screw and then a baseball because they can't call someone a screwball.
Uh-huh.
So like I always took it as like, okay, this is just like a weird throwbacky. Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
I always heard that a bunch of those, and this could be complete rumor, I have no idea.
It's fine.
I heard a bunch of those were just made up by Herberto Ramos. Like he would just put them in the artwork.
Probably,
you know, and Mark Waid didn't change any of them, which is to me a perfect example of collaboration.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I remember like when everybody talked about Impulse, that was the thing that people talked about where they were like, oh, yeah, Bart, like thinks in pictographs.
That's so funny because obviously I didn't read the series when it was coming out. Mm-hmm.
I didn't either. I just read what other people were talking about.
Yeah. But like, I have literally never seen that come up in a discussion about Bart Allen. Yeah. So thank you for teaching me that.
That's like the number one thing.
I guess the way that I would, now that you've brought it up, I would say that if you think about him learning in a virtual reality, he probably didn't read a bunch.
Yeah.
So maybe, you remember a couple years ago where it came out that not everybody has like a narrator voice in their head? Only some of us do. Maybe Bart is more like a visual guy in his brain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's interesting. I'm going to think about that for a long time.
Newsflash, she does.
LOL.
Being, what's his name?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard from Arrested Development, the classic narrator.
The classic? That show's like 20 years old.
I know, but like now when I think of a modern narrator, I always think about the Ron Howard from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Next time on Geek Extra Lesson Extra. Come on. You know, anyways.
I don't care for Job.
There's always money in the banana stand.
No, bananas are gross. speaking of which, I guess this
here's some money. Go see that Star Wars.
This is going to spoil when we recorded this. Cinco de Cuatro is coming up.
Oh, God. Cinco de Cuatro. I forgot about that. Oh, my God.
Every time Cinco de Mayo is like on the horizon, I just think of Cinco de Cuatro.
I haven't thought about Cinco de Cuatro in years. What a joke. I love that joke. Arrested Development. So the recommended reading of the GHL Extra is Arrested Development.
I mean, R.A.P. Judy Greer, so.
Yeah, it's so great. This is also going to date this GHL.
She died this year. Spoiler
alert. She was not in the most recent Oscars in memoriam, and a lot of people actually brought her up because she's in an Oscar-nominated movie.
Well, if you think about it, though, this Oscar season is celebrating last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away this year, right? So this is technically for the 2020.
Oh, so she might be the next one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why I'm trying to defend the Academy. They did good this year, though.
They actually keep it pretty up to date. So that's very weird that they didn't.
I don't know. I'm sure somebody said, well, she's more of a TV star.
Mm. That's stupid.
Yes, it is.
Should just be actors.
Yeah.
Should just be actors. Doesn't mean I'm a TV star. No, anyways. And on that note, guys, I went to your extra posts. I didn't see any extra thoughts of the day. So this is on you. Think about this.
Think about your life, Pippen.
Think about it in pictographs. Put it in your head.
Send us. If you send us an extra thought of the day in pictographs, oh boy.
Oh, man. Now, I know we're recording a little bit ahead. Like, there might be some great ones on the Zemo. We're actually recording before the Zemo extra comes out.
That's true.
But I looked at the last couple ones, and we've already said all the extra of the day. So if you guys, again, it's your perfect chance to get into a GHL extra. Extra thought of the days in the comment below this post. Go check it out. Write whatever you want. Do you think Bart Allen is an asshole? We need to know.
You're wrong. If I were a listener, I'd be playing the long game with my extra thought of the days.
How? How do you play the long game?
You either do it one word at a time, or you have it be a continuing thought across.
I will never read
several thoughts of extra
day.
Thoughts of the day.
Yeah. Anyways, Ashley, do you have an extra thought of the day for the extra?
I didn't realize Bart Allen spoke in pictograms.
There you go, everybody. Thank you so much for your support over here at Patreon. We really appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying all the extra content. And if you're not, go check it out. You rock. We have a really good batch of patrons. We really do.
Yeah, they're fun.
Every time I log into the Discord, I'm reminded of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are awesome. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And goodbye, super friends.